Somebody was like, I'm wearing.
Okay, we're here today for our CESTB meeting. Call to order. We have a roll call.
Yes. Chairman Dowling is absent. He may pop in later. Constable Hogard?
Present.
Constable Kennedy?
Here.
Member Perez?
Here.
Member Giordano?
Here. Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, I don't know. Dennis didn't pass on any announcements to me. Did he give anything to you? So we'll move on to possible action to approve the minutes of the.
Not yet.
No,
Not yet.
no,
Not
no,
yet.
no. Possible action to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting of the minutes?
This is Monica Perez. I move to approve.
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes for last meeting. At this time,
Before we move on, Constable Hogard, is this approval for both November and December minutes?
we didn't have a December meeting, ma'am.
We
So our
didn't have a
last
December
meeting,
meeting.
no, we did not have a quorum,
Okay.
so we didn't have a meeting. So the minutes we are approving is the November meeting.
November, okay.
And November and December.
Set.
Yes.
Okay, well, moving on to item D, call to the
We
public.
didn't vote.
Oh. Okay,
All in favor?
all in favor of approving the meeting minutes for November?
Aye.
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 And December.
Okay. Move to item D, call to the public. At this time for the this at this is a time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Note that written statements submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public and will not be accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board may not discuss items that are not already on the written agenda. Therefore, unless the comment relates only to the item already listed on the written agenda for that meeting pursuant ARS 38-431, the board's ability to act on the public comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism or scheduling matter for further consideration. The decision at a later date. Finally, please note that the total time allowed for public comments will be limited to 2 minutes so that the public meeting can be conducted as scheduled. This is a call to the public. Do we have anybody for a call to the public? Anybody hasn't have anything to say?
Say it again.
Do we have anybody that wants to comment on the call to the public? And one more time, anybody have anything to say on call to the public? Okay, moving on to E, presentation of financial report for the Department of Administration. Do we have a financial report?
We do not have a financial report for this month.
Okay.
Do we have a financial report for December?
We do, however, it will not be accurate given the claims that have been paid, plus our pending claims as well.
Do we have an idea when the December report will be ready?
I have reached out to DOA. I have not heard back. I will reach out to them again after this meeting, but I am anticipating the report coming in probably the next week,
Okay.
given that it was also the holidays.
All right, then moving on to F, presentation discussion on possible action on cycle 8 December equipment for vacancies. We didn't have anything for equipment vacancies, did we?
No, not for
any
November
grants?
Or December.
Okay. Then moving on to G, presentation, discussion, and possible action on cycle 9 or organizational firearms training. Did everybody get a chance to look this grant over?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt.
Yes, sir.
I just let you know I'm recusing myself from this one.
Okay, thank you. Let's see.
We need Dennis.
Does anybody have any? I do have Constable Blake here. Does anybody have any questions or any discussion on this grant before voting?
Constable Hogard, we do not have a quorum for all the votes.
We are reaching out to Chairman Dowling right now. He left instructions that when on the voting that if we needed a quorum, reach out to him and he would try to break away from his hearing. So if we can just give it a couple of minutes and see if he can break away and check on with us.
Okay.
As we are waiting, ma'am, can you please check the waiting room to make sure that he's not there waiting on us?
He's not in the waiting room yet.
Thank you.
You're going to issue cases, initial cases on Kennedy.
Moving on to H, come back when he checks on. Tandy, while we're waiting for Chairman Dowling to come back, let's move on to H, discussion and possible action on constable complaints.
Okay.
Number one is CNA 414-2025, Uardo versus Unknown. I've looked at this and at this time, does anybody have any discussion on it? My inclination is to dismiss on this one with the unknown. But does anybody have any discussion?
This is Monica. I do not.
Okay. I would make a motion then that we dismiss on CNA 414-2025.
This is Monica.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Constable.
That's okay.
Okay. Moving on to CNA 416-2025, LaVeya versus Lopez. Has everybody had a chance to look at the investigation report and complaint?
Yes.
Sorry, Constable Hogard. Can you go back to CNA 414 and connect a vote?
Oh, sorry about that. CNA 414-2025. All those in favor of dismissing on this complaint, if you'll give an aye.
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 No, we have a quorum for this.
Okay, that's moving back to CNA 416-2025, Lavea versus Lopez. Has everybody had a chance to look at this?
Constable Hogard, this is Monica. I have had a chance to look at this, and I'd like to move it forward.
Okay.
Is this an action game?
Mute phones.
What was that?
If somebody else doesn't have their phone muted.
Ask other participants to mute their phone.
We need all those not participating in this to please mute your phone.
Constable Hogarth, just so you know, we do have another meeting going on at the office, so you might hear background.
Okay, that might be the... Okay, we've got a motion to move this forward for further investigation. Do we have a second on that? Because it's already been moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
I would go ahead and second that. We have a vote to move this forward. All those in favor, an aye.
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 Okay. CNA 416-2025, Lavea versus Lopez. That will be moved forward for the investigator. Initial screening. See, we still don't have Dennis, do we?
No.
Okay. Initial screening. The first one we have, CNA 417-2025, Chaparral Village versus
Gastelum.
Has everybody had a chance to read this? And if so, is there a motion? I would go ahead and make motion to move this one forward. That way it gives the constable an opportunity to answer the complaint. So I would make a motion to move it forward. And it only takes one of us to move it forward. So we have to have
it only takes one.
Yeah. So that CNA 417-2025 will move forward. CNA 418-2025, Rucker versus Lester. Has everybody, have you had a chance to look at this? My inclination is to dismiss on this. It's actually, as CESTB, I don't think we really have much authority as far as over a county policy. Maybe Mr. Rucker should have made the complaint to the Board of Supervisors instead of the Ethics Board.
Mr. Chair, I will be recusing myself from this one.
But I would, that's I would make a motion to dismiss on Rucker versus Lester.
I agree.
Matt, I agree as well.
Oh, okay.
Dennis is right there.
Okay. Okay, so we dismiss. Real quick, If we can go back to item G on the firearms training grant. Chairman Dowling, are you here now? Chairman Dowling?
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'll just thank you for taking that up for me this morning, Constable Hogard. I'll be available now until the meeting's over. So I appreciate that.
Okay. We were on item G. We've gone back to it for the organizational firearms training grant. We are looking as if everybody's had a chance to look at this grant, and we are ready to. If you've had a chance to look at it, we're ready to take a vote.
Yes, sir. And my numbers on that would be the high marks on that for all the way across the board for Ms. Bakko.
The matrix. How do people know?
Chandy, did you get the matrix on this one from everybody?
Yes, except for Matt, which he recused himself.
But everybody else?
I think Mr. Chair is going to take back over.
Oh, are you?
Oh no! Hey, I'm coming in late. Keep it going, Constable okay. Hogard, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep going.
Jen, did you get the matrices from everybody except Matt?
Monica.
Yes.
I just need your scores.
I did high scores. I'm sorry if you did not get that.
Okay.
I can certainly send that to you again. But yes, agree.
Okay. So it would be 10s across the board for...
That is correct.
Everyone, yes. For everyone, Constable Hogard, except for Member J. Donna.
Okay. Then... if we're ready to take a vote, we'll make a motion do we have a motion to approve the grant?
Constable, I move to approve said grant.
And I'll second.
Okay, if we...
All in favor.
All in favor, and aye.
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 Opposing?
Okay, it carries. The grant for the firearms training has been approved. Okay, moving back to initials. CNA 419-0.
Sorry, Constable Hogard, can you go back to 418 and do a vote?
Okay.
We didn't get a second.
CNA 418-025, a vote to dismiss on Rucker versus Lester. Want a roll call on that? Oh, or just an aye?
I'm abstaining.
That's right. All those in favor of dismissing on this, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, Shani, could we get a roll call on that one?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Would not be choosing to move this matter forward.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to CNA 419-2025, Rucker versus Kennedy. I feel the same on this one. This is a violation. If there's a violation, it's a violation of county policy and I don't believe the CESTB really has any jurisdiction on it. Mr. Rucker, if he has a complaint, probably should have filed this with the county instead of us. So I would make a motion to dismiss on this.
Mr. Chairman, I agree. This is Matt.
Okay, we have first and second. All those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed? And Chandy, could we get a roll call?
Constable Holger?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye.
Okay, moving to CNA 420-2025, Robert versus Briscoe. On this one, Constable Briscoe is no longer in office, so we really no longer have any jurisdiction on him. So I would make a motion to dismiss on this one.
This is Monica, and I would agree with that and second the motion.
Okay, all those in favor, aye.
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 And those opposed? And can we get a roll call?
Constable Holger?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye.
And moving on to CNA 421-2025, Neuendorf versus White. Has everybody had the chance to read the complaint on this?
Mr. Chair, in lieu of us not having a constable by the last name of White, I think this one is a little hard to move forward because we don't know who the subject is. So I motion to dismiss.
I'll second that, Constable Kennedy. Thank you.
Okay, a motion to dismiss. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And roll call.
Constable Holger?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling? Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I had a soft voice that time. Aye.
Okay, that concludes our initial screenings. Administrative updates.
Before I provide an administrative update, caller ending in 5011, can you identify yourself?
Constable Nathan Wallace. Nathan Wallace.
Thank you. And the only administrative update I have is that the written minutes are on the website now. They're current, up to date. The draft minutes will be on until the board approves the minutes for the following meeting.
Okay. Do we?
Mr. Chair, I do have an update. Currently we are at the constables training, the yearly training, and we were able to welcome in quite a few new constables. So during the business meeting, I had the pleasure of speaking with all the constables to talk about the updates and the rules. Now that we have done that, we've talked about it, we will hopefully be moving towards the next step with the rules making process. This is going to be quite the journey. I'm glad you all are along for the ride with me, but as we progress in this, I will keep updating you with our progress. Thank you so very much for trusting me with this. This has been a pleasure to work with, and I look forward to working with you all to get this job done.
If I could, please, and I you mentioned a journey and travels on that, and I have to say, it all comes down to having a good captain of the ship. So thank you for taking that up for us, Constable Kennedy. I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to J, future agenda and action items. Does anybody have anything they would like to see on a future agenda? Chairman Dowling.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to make this is partially with the administrative part of this. Perhaps there's going to be an item regarding some of the administrative technology that we have. Ms. Buck has been briefing me. I think it has to do with the fact there's a lot more videos out there, more technology items, and we need more room on the computer in order to do those things. She's already gotten to me with some information about what that may or may not take. I would think at some point, whether that be through the administrative update, we make it so that perhaps there might be a budgetary matter to take up there. But there has been, for the past few months, with all the videos that we are getting, there has been a deficiency on our ability to download those. So I would expect to see something on that. And I appreciate the preemptive work that Ms. Bach has done to get that to me so we can be prepared and make things a little bit easier for the board.
Okay. Well, that brings us to item K, adjournment.
Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. I move to adjourn.
I second.
I was going to say, I thought everybody just wanted to stay on here and visit.
Thank you for all you guys do.
We have a first and second to adjourn. If nobody has anything else, have a great rest of January.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you next month.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Go ahead and tell me when we're off recording and the meeting's over, Jenny.
I will.